Hello, party liners. I certainly hope that you're all listening in today because it's your last chance to hear all about the free offer. I hope that nobody will put off sending for the big double offer until it's too late. Last call for latecomers. Last call for everybody who hasn't heard about the big double free offer. This is the last day we're going to give full particulars about the free bottle of syrup, pepsin, and the free handy book that are yours for the asking. Now, will you listen carefully, please? To get the Sarah and Aggie handy book, just send your name and address to Sarah and Aggie in care of this station. And if you've not already tried Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin combined with laxative senna compound, then just add a word saying that you would like the syrup pepsin, and you'll get a big 12-dram trial bottle free right along with the handy book. You know, I'd like to have you hear a word about this offer from one of our best-loved party line friends, John Wintergreen. Are you ready, sir?
Right here, Ken, listening in down at the drugstore. Hello, party line friends. I wish I could tell all the new party liners and the regular party liners who haven't ever given syrup pepsin a tryout, I wish I could tell you how important this offer of a free bottle may be to your well-being. I can imagine some of you saying, oh, why should I bother sending in for a laxative? None of the kinds I've ever tried seem to have been of any real help. Well, to those who feel that way about it, I say you, especially you, should send for your free bottle of syrup pepsin right now. And I say that because syrup pepsin is different from other laxatives. Different in taste and different in what it's made of and the way it's made. Therefore, it's different in the way it helps you. And for me to say so may not mean a thing to you, but for you to discover those facts for yourself, well, that may mean that life will be brighter and better for you from the day you first try syrup pepsin.
Thank you very much, Mr. Wintergreen. I know a lot of people are going to take your good advice, so I'll remind those people right here and now that they should send their request to Sarah and Aggie in care of this station. And speaking of Sarah and Aggie, one of those talented fair ladies is on the line right now. Am I right, Mrs. Tuttle?
Well, not quite, Ken, my boy.
Well, what a deep voice you have today, Mrs. Tuttle.
Well, darn it, Ken, this ain't Agatha, it's me.
Oh, pardon me.
Not Mrs. Agatha, Ken. That was Mr. Agatha Tuttle.
Hey, what is this, anyway?
Mr. Peters on the line, too, huh?
Oh, well, excuse me, Ken, but I...
Ken, that wasn't Curly. That was Mr. Sarah.
Mr. Aggie and Mr. Sarah on the line, huh?
That's a good one.
Awful funny, but the sound of what you think of your own jokes, Curly, old boy.
Well, shucks, Clem. You shouldn't be mad. You know, I'm proud to be known as Mr. Sarah. Yes, sir. Mama and Agatha certainly deserve all the honors, and anybody would be proud to be the husbands of such famous ladies.
Well said, Curly.
Hey, Ken, we got somebody out here at our house that Aggie wants to should say a word on the line.
Well, who's that, Clem?
It's little Miss Louisa May Carter Turner, and on account of her getting so many fine letters from the folks praising her for the article on babies, Aggie wants her to take a bow on the line.
Well, that's great, Clem. Will you put her on the line?
You bet you. Louisa May, your public awaits.
Oh, dear. I hardly know what to say. Thank you, Mr. Tuttle. Oh, hello, all you kind people on the line. I do want to thank you for the beautiful letters some of you have been writing to me. I certainly know I don't deserve all the nice things you say about the little article I wrote. After all, any one of you mothers could have written it, and written it much better, I'm sure. But your letters make me very happy, and Teddy's just as excited about getting them as I am. We both want to thank you ever so much for your interest in us and our little twins, and also for telling us about your own dear little children. We both hope we'll keep in touch with you for years to come. Bye-bye, and best wishes in the world for you and your family.
And for yours, too, Louisa May. Party liners, you're going to enjoy the article young Mrs. Turner has written in the handy book on the subject of bringing up babies. You're going to enjoy the entire book, too, from cover to cover. Not just when you first read it, but day by day as you use the practical information, the excellent recipes, the fine household hints that it gives you. But you can't enjoy the book unless you send for it. And today is the last time that we'll announce the offer formally. So let's make up your mind to get that request sent in just as soon as the program is over. Now, all you do is to ask for the handy book and the syrup Pepsin if you haven't already tried this delicious liquid laxative. Just send your name and address to Sarah and Aggie in care of this station. Mention the syrup Pepsin if you want that as well as the handy book. But send no money, no carton tops, please. Just your name and address to Sarah and Aggie in care of this radio station. This morning, Judge Oliver Harrison had a talk with Marilyn Owens. Now it's early afternoon. Marilyn's brother, Carlton, is talking to her in the kitchen of their home.
Well, so it's all settled and done at last, huh?
It's not quite as simple as that, Carl. But Judge Harrison has decided to take the case. He's going to file suit immediately.
Why, there won't be anything to it. You got a clear-cut case. Ah, gosh, this certainly a big load off my mind to know you've finally taken this step.
I wish I could feel that way about it.
Now, come on. You're not going to let it get you down. Why, shucks, things like this happen every day. Once you've got your freedom, you'll wonder why you didn't get a divorce years ago.
I wonder. There's just one thing, Carlton, and then we won't ever talk about it anymore.
Okay, out with it, and forever hold your peace. Oh, I'm sorry, sis. That was the wrong quotation to use.
Oh, that's all right. But, Carl, what about Kitty?
What do you mean, what about Kitty? For Pete's sake, sis, you don't think there's any question of who'll get the custody?
Oh, no. I'm afraid Jack wouldn't even want to be troubled with the responsibility of bringing up his daughter. No, it's not that. It's... Carl, what on earth am I going to tell Kitty?
Tell her? Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Neither do I. Well, I've lain awake nights wondering how I'd ever explain to her.
Well, do you have to explain anything?
Well, of course I do. She can't grow up believing that someday her father's going to come back to her when he never will.
Oh, I know, but she's so darn young. 10 years. She's just a baby. Can't you let things slide for a few years?
Well, of course, she'll have to understand sometime. But why? I suppose I could explain that her father will be gone for a long time, but that she may be able to visit him after a while.
Mm-hmm. Well, not being a father, I wouldn't know, but... Gosh, sis, wouldn't you think that a loving little daughter like Kitty would have given Jack something to live up to?
Well, Jack was always fond of Kitty, especially when she was very good. And when she was big enough to go for walks, oh, he was awfully proud of her when she was dressed up in her little tailored coat and her alpine hat with the tall feather in it. Oh, they looked so sweet walking down the avenue together. But Kitty was just another responsibility after all. Jack couldn't stand responsibilities for very long at a time.
And several hours later, many thousands of miles away, a cold November wind sweeps down upon a small Alaska settlement, icily hungry to warm itself against the faint glow of firelight showing in the windows here and there along the haphazard streets. Within one cabin, a cheerful fire crackles on the crudely made hearth. Two men sit before the blaze. One of a stocky but powerful build is regarding his tall, more youthful companion with a respectful and speculative eye.
Well, I got to hand it to you, Owens.
What did you say, Rocky?
I say I got to hand it to you. Nothing wrong with the way you've been pitching in and getting your work done. Never thought you could do it.
Yes, I know you didn't. Now that you've mentioned it, I might tell you I'm darn grateful to you for giving me a chance, in spite of thinking I'd bolt the job in a week.
Oh, no, I didn't exactly think that. But you sure didn't look to me like you had the stuff to stick it out up here.
Well, this is the toughest thing I've ever tried in my life. And it's the only thing I've ever stuck with for any length of time.
Yeah, I thought so.
Ah, oh, it's a darn good night to be indoors.
Yep. I see.
You say something, Rocky?
No, but I was fixing to say something. You mind if I ask a question that's no business of mine?
Well, offhand, I don't think so. Try it out and see.
Well, I've been wondering about what brought a feller like you up to this country anyway.
Oh?
I might have thought you was up here on one of them tours. You don't look like the kind that comes up here to teach school. But you sure don't look like the likes of me, neither. Now, there's one or two things that might bring a fella like you up here.
And what are those?
Well, one of them's sorrow. Losing your family or something in that line. And the other's a woman.
Well, it's three women in my case.
Great snorting sea monsters. Three women.
Yep.
Three. Well, I'll be froze. One can make life bad enough for you, but three? No wonder you come to Alaska, boy. Tell me about them.
Well, one is a very charming, very lovely little lady.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
About 85 or 6 years old. I don't know just which.
What?
I say Aunt Willie. Oh, she's not really my aunt, you know. That's just a title I'm privileged to call her. Aunt Willie's in the 80s somewhere, but, well, you'd never know it.
Say, listen, I don't get this.
Well, I'm telling you about the three women responsible for my being up here. Aunt Willie gave me the necessary funds.
Oh, I get it. Rich aunt. Well, that explains that.
Aunt Willie gave me the funds and the first real inspiration to buckle down and accomplish something in the world.
Yeah, but then the other two.
Well, one of them is a beautiful young lady.
Mm-hmm.
Who married a guy who wasn't fit to tie her shoelaces.
You don't say.
And the third is a little girl, 10 years old, whose father threw away a fortune in happiness.
Say, no. That's...
And the beautiful lady is my wife, and the little girl is my daughter.
Whew, no kidding now. Well, I'll be salted down for a herring. Wife and daughter, eh?
So now you see why I came to Alaska. And why I'm sticking to the job up here.
Yes. Yeah. I see, Owens. I see. Well, here's hoping you strike it rich, boy. Here's hoping you strike it rich.
In Alaska, Jack Owens sitting before a crude fireplace talking to a companion of his strange new life. In Monticello, Marilyn planning to get her divorce. Thousands of miles between them. And a great void, a complete ignorance of what's in each other's minds. What did you think of the things Jack Owens said? Do you think if she could have heard and seen him, Marilyn would have a new opinion of the husband she's decided to divorce? Jack and his companion spoke of a job that was apparently no sinecure. And yet Rocky, the older man, said something about striking it rich, which certainly sounds like a reference to gold mining. What did you make of the whole scene? Quick now, party liners, rally round and get your request sent in, please, for the big double offer. It's free. It will not be announced formally after today. In a few words, here it is. The biggest and most exciting offer you've heard of in a blue moon. Just for the asking, absolutely free and with no strings attached. You're offered, one, a copy of the Sarah and Aggie Handy Book, a wonderful recipe and household book that will be welcomed by the finest cook as well as by the newest bride. And two, a big 12-dram trial bottle of Syrup Pepsin, if you're not already a Syrup Pepsin user. To get these two wonderful gifts, just send your name and address to Sarah and Aggie in care of this station. Please be sure to mention the Syrup Pepsin if you're not already acquainted with this famous and delicious family laxative. Both the Handy Book and the Syrup Pepsin will be sent to you absolutely free and postpaid. Send no money, no stamps, no cotton tops, please. Address your request to Sarah and Aggie in care of this station. On a postcard, if you like. Write your address clearly so there won't be any mistake. And please let us have your request as soon as you can possibly get it sent off. Address Sarah and Aggie in care of this station. What did you think of our Alaska visit today? Be sure to listen in on the line next Monday.